Welcome to Polo Grounds in New York, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the New York Giants. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Stan Hack. Batting second. The second baseman, Rabbit Wurstler. Batting third. The right fielder, Bill Nicholson. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Hank Lieber. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Jim Gleason. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Rip Russell. Batting seventh. The catcher, Clyde McCullough. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Bobby Maddox. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Larry French. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Larry French. For the New York Giants. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Buster Maynard. Batting second. The second baseman, Burgess Whitehead. Batting third. The left fielder, Frank Demery. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Babe Young. Batting fifth. The catcher, Harry Danning. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Mel Ott. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Glenn Stewart. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Mickey Whitek. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Hal Schumacher. Pitching for the New York Giants, Hal Schumacher. And now, play ball. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rabbit Wurstler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Hack. The throw from Danning and he is safe. Hack steals second. Rabbit Wurstler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wurstler hits a ball on the ground towards first. Young scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Wurstler for the out. Hack moves to third. One out. Bill Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson hits a fly ball into left field. Demery settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Hack scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, Cubs. Hank Lieber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lieber hits a ball on the ground towards third. Stewart fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Buster Maynard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maynard hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Cubs, 1, Giants, 1. Burgess Whitehead is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitehead hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Frank Demery is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demery hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Nicholson. Demery reaches second base with a double. Whitehead moves to third. Babe Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young hits a fly ball into center field. Lieber settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Whitehead scores. Demery moves to third. One out. It's 2-1, Giants. Harry Danning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Danning hits a fly ball into center field. Lieber settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Demery scores. Two outs. It's 3-1, Giants. Mel Ott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ott hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Nicholson. Ott reaches second base with a double. Glenn Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hack fields it and tags Ott for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Jim Gleason is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gleason hits a ball on the ground towards short. Whittek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rip Russell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Russell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Whittek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Clyde McCullough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCullough hits a ball on the ground towards short. Whittek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Cubs 1. The Giants will come to bat. Mickey Whittek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whittek hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hal Schumacher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schumacher takes first base on ball 4. Whittek moves to second. Buster Maynard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maynard is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Maynard strikes out. 1 out. Burgess Whitehead is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitehead is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Whitehead hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. French fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Bobby Maddox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maddox hits a fly ball into right field. Ott settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry French is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. French strikes out. Two outs. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hack hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-2, Giants. Rabbit Wurstler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wurstler is 0-for-1 in the game. Wurstler strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Cubs 2. The Giants will come to bat. Frank Demery is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demery is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Demery is called out on strikes. One out. Babe Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Young hits a fly ball into center field. Lieber settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harry Danning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Danning is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Danning hits a fly ball into right field. Nicholson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Bill Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Nicholson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Schumacher fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Hank Lieber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lieber is 0-for-1 in the game. Lieber hits a fly ball into left field. Demery settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Gleason is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gleason is 0-for-1 in the game. Gleason takes first base on ball 4. Rip Russell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Russell is 0-for-1 in the game. Russell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Stewart fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Cubs 2. The Giants will come to bat. Mel Ott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ott is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Ott hits a fly ball into center field. Lieber settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Glenn Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 0-for-1 in the game. Stewart hits a ball on the ground towards short. Maddox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mickey Witek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Witek is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Witek hits a ball on the ground towards short. Maddox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Clyde McCullough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCullough is 0-for-1 in the game. McCullough takes first base on ball 4. Bobby Maddox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maddox is 0-for-1 in the game. Maddox hits a fly ball into left field. Demery settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry French is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. French is 0-for-1 in the game. French strikes out. Two outs. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Hack hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. McCullough moves to third. Rabbit Wurstler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wurstler is 0-for-2 in the game. Wurstler hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. McCullough scores. Hack moves to second. It's Cubs, 3, Giants, 3. Bill Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Nicholson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Giants 3. The Giants will come to bat. Hal Schumacher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schumacher is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Schumacher hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hack fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Buster Maynard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maynard is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Maynard hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. French fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Burgess Whitehead is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitehead is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Whitehead strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Giants 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Hank Lieber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lieber is 0-for-2 in the game. Lieber hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jim Gleason is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Lieber moves to second. Jim Gleason is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gleason is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Gleason hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitehead scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Lieber moves to third. One out. Rip Russell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Russell is 0-for-2 in the game. Russell strikes out. Two outs. Clyde McCullough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCullough is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, McCullough hits a ball on the ground towards short. Witek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Giants 3. The Giants will come to bat. Frank Demery is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demery is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Demery hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-3, Giants. Babe Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 0-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Young hits a ball on the ground towards first. Russell scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Young for the out. One out. Harry Danning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Danning is 0-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Danning hits a pop-up towards short. Maddox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mel Ott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ott is 1-2 in the game, with a double. Ott hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. McCullough settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Cubs 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Bobby Maddock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maddock is 0-2 in the game. Maddock hits a fly ball towards center. Maynard settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Maynard. Larry French is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. French is 0-2 in the game. French bunts towards first. Young scoops it up and throws to first, with Whitehead covering, for the out. Maddock moves to second. One out. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 3-3 in the game, with two singles and a home run. He's got one RBI. Hack hits a pop-up towards first. Young settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rabbit Wurstler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wurstler is 1-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Wurstler hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Maddock scores. Wurstler moves to second. That run is unearned. It's Cubs, 4, Giants, 4. Bill Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 0-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Nicholson takes first base on ball 4. Hank Lieber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lieber is 1-3 in the game, with a single. Lieber takes first base on ball 4. Wurstler moves to third. Nicholson moves to second. Jim Gleason is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gleason is 0-2 in the game. With a walk. Gleason hits a fly ball into left field. Demery settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Giants 4. The Giants will come to bat. Glenn Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 0-2 in the game. Stewart hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hack fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mickey Whittek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whittek is 1-2 in the game, with a single. Whittek hits a fly ball into right field. Nicholson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hal Schumacher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schumacher is 0-1 in the game. With a walk. Schumacher hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. French fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Buster Maynard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maynard is 1-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Maynard hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hack fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Giants 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Rip Russell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Russell is 0-3 in the game. Russell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Clyde McCullough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCullough is 0-2 in the game. With a walk. McCullough is called out on strikes. One out. Bobby Maddox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maddox is 0 for 3 in the game. Maddox hits a fly ball into right field. Ott settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry French is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. French is 0 for 2 in the game. French hits a fly ball into center field. Maynard settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Giants 4. The Giants will come to bat. Burgess Whitehead is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitehead is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Whitehead hits a ball on the ground towards short. Maddox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank Demery is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demery is 2 for 3 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got one RBI. Demery is called out on strikes. Two outs. Babe Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Young hits a fly ball into center field. Lieber settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Giants 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 3 for 4 in the game, with two singles and a home run. He's got one RBI. Hack hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-4, Cubs. Rabbit Wurstler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wurstler is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Wurstler takes first base on ball 4. Bill Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Nicholson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Young scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Nicholson for the out. Wurstler moves to second. One out. Hank Lieber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lieber is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Lieber hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Demery. Lieber reaches second base with a double. Wurstler scores. It's 6-4, Cubs. Jim Gleason is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gleason is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Gleason is walked intentionally. Rip Russell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Danning for a passed ball. Lieber moves to third. Gleason moves to second. Rip Russell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Russell is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Russell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Schumacher fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Clyde McCullough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCullough is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. McCullough hits a fly ball into left field. Demery settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Giants 4. The Giants will come to bat. Harry Danning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Danning is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Danning strikes out. One out. Mel Ott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ott is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Ott hits a fly ball into center field. Lieber settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Glenn Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 0 for 3 in the game. Stewart hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Johnny Rucker pinch runs for Glenn Stewart. Mickey Witek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Witek is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Whitehead hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hack fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 6, and New York Giants, 4. Goodbye from Polo Grounds in New York.